You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Kevin Love, welcome back to the show, but technically welcome for the first time to the daily social distancing show. How are you holding up?
It's been a different time to navigate, I think, for all of us. It's just ridden with a lot of stress, anxiety, the unknown. I mean, forget sports for a moment, just, every walk of life and really everywhere in the world, but the U.S. with the most cases now, you have to tip your hat to really the heroes in this time is grocery store workers, pharmacy, people working at the pharmacy, but really the doctors and nurses. I mean, they're really putting in a lot of time. But this has been, like I said, a different time to navigate and find ways to keep busy mentally and physically.
It definitely has been a difficult time to navigate, but it feels like the NBA and many of its players have stepped up in a really powerful and unique way. I remember the shock when the NBA announced that they were suspending the season. I mean, nobody thought it would happen. And then very quickly, we started to hear stories about how many people who worked in these arenas wouldn't have a job. And you were one of the first players who stepped up and said, hey, I'm going to give my own personal money to help pay for these people. I'm going to help raise money to pay for these people's salaries. And then the owners started stepping in. Other players did as well. Why did you feel it was so important for you to do that? And how did you get everybody mobilizing? What was the attitude of the NBA?
Yeah, well, it was about, Wednesday would be 3 weeks, since that night in Oklahoma City when it was the Jazz versus OKC. And, I woke up the next day just thinking about, kind of like I mentioned, the stress and anxiety of this time and not knowing when or if these people and these families are going to be able to put food on their table. I mean, a lot of these people are living paycheck to paycheck. And these are people that are a part of not only my story, but the Cavs organization. And you start to develop a first name basis and first name relationship with these people and start to ask about their family, and you see them when you come into the arena, see them when you leave the arena. So I thought it was important to just take care of people that have taken care of me so long and are part of my story, honestly, on and off the floor.
Yeah, human beings are resilient, but you're right, everybody needs help getting through it, especially now. One of the things I've always appreciated about you is how open you've been in discussing anxiety, depression, opening up that conversation in the NBA and then getting people more comfortable speaking about how to deal with these issues in society. Coronavirus has presented a completely unique challenge for many people who suffer from anxiety or even depression, where many of your circles are removed from you. Many people don't have the networks that keep them, mentally as healthy as they'd like to be. What have you been doing during this period, and what advice would you give people out there who go, Kevin, I'm not coping, and it feels like this is triggering everything that gets me to the place I don't want to be in?
Well, no, I can say it right back at you. I got to tip the hat because I know that, this mental health has been a part of your story as well. So just, continuing to create community in that aspect. I think that's a huge thing during this time. People will look back. They're not going to look back on their deathbed and say, hey, I wish I would have earned more money. I wish I would have, had more fame. They're going to say, that those relationships are really what brought them joy and happiness. So I feel like that sense of community, especially since I had shared my story, I'm sure it's the same for you, especially with your book, that, you know, a lot of people came out, you know, in droves and large numbers and just expressed kind of the things that they had gone through and the things that they had experienced, whether it be, you know, firsthand or somebody, you know, just removed from their inner circle. Because we all have people that go through stuff and we all grieve and deal with loss at one point or another. But this social isolation has been, speaking of navigating this time, very, very different. At NBA All-Star, I'd done a panel with Giannis and Chris Paul, Mike Wilbon and President Obama. And he had brought something up to me that it's such a social issue, like during this time, especially when it comes to mental health and depression and anxiety, that it's the isolation and it's the loneliness that is so devastating during this time. And I that really stuck with me when he said that, because I think that's sometimes lost on people. And I'm fortunate to have a lot of great friends in my life and be able to, you know, talk with people like you that can scale up this message and, you know, allow people to, you know, further these conversations. But that loneliness part of it is, you know, very, very scary. And I think it's important for people to know it's normal to feel this way.
Right. Let me ask you this before I let you go. Everyone is wondering how the NBA is going to come back, if and when it comes back for this season. People are hoping the NBA can kick off in maybe late May, maybe June, maybe July. Everyone knows that means the season is going to be compressed, but the NBA has said they want a champion. So would you rather have it that the season just becomes really short and it's almost like a playoffs to a playoffs, or would you rather the season goes later in the year and then the next season starts a little bit later, or you just go straight? What would you hope as the ideal scenario for the NBA right now?
Okay, so I'm going to answer the second part first, because I've had this conversation with a number of guys, as well as you know, a couple of coaches and former coaches, is that we have the best schedule. It's a scholastic schedule. You get summers off. So selfishly, and I've done it for, 25 years now of organized basketball, is that we've always had that schedule where it's been, you know, September and October through, if you go all the way to the finals, it's through June, and then we get the summers off. So we have it really good, and that's not lost on any of us. And obviously, drastic times, drastic measures, but, you know, we would like to keep the same schedule, 82 games. But I would see a situation where, because guys might come in a little out of shape and don't know how to get through this time, because it is new, that they will then have like a 2-week training camp, play 10 games, and then it'll go into some sort of a playoff scenario. Well, I don't know if they'll play 7 games or they'll play a 5-game series that we haven't seen in a long time, and then they'll have the finals. But I do think, because we've had so many of these sports taken away from us, that the ratings will be incredibly high, and it'll be, you know, in basketball how it is, it'll be anybody's game, anybody's championship. So as a fan myself, that'll be fun to watch.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time, man. I hope you keep in shape and stay safe out there, man. Good luck to you. And hopefully we'll be seeing you on the court sooner than later.
All right, likewise. Thanks, buddy.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.